One person who's watching the developments in the Middle East is Shibli Telhami. He's a professor for peace and development at the University of Maryland, and he joins us from Cairo. Mr. Telhami, welcome.
Good to be with you.
Ariel Sharon's stroke comes after a period in which he withdrew Israeli forces from Gaza, was seen as moving toward making some kind of accommodation with the Palestinians. What happens now?
Well, clearly the most important thing at the moment is really the uncertainty of Israeli politics itself. Any peace deal requires a stable leadership, both on the Palestinian side and the Israeli side, and that obviously is in question at the moment. I think in the end, the peace prospects are not hugely affected until the picture is clarified. I mean, they were not very high to begin with. They depended on what happens in Israeli elections. But now I think the most important thing will be whether Sharon's party can survive the absence of his leadership. I think it clearly has been a one-man party, so to speak. He attracted a lot of very important people into his party, but in the end, there was no real infrastructure. There was no real ideology.
Well, let's talk about the future of that newly formed centrist party called Kadima. I want to bring in another voice here. Hirsch Goodman is political columnist for the Jerusalem Report, and we've reached him in Tel Aviv. And Mr. Goodman, welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
What does happen to Sharon's party if he is unable to return to the stage?
Well, it's pretty clear that he's unable to return to the stage. What happens is that I think what people don't understand is that what Sharon represented is that Israel disengaged from the Palestinians. Disengaged from any hopes of peace, sort of withdraw Israeli settlements and soldiers from Gaza, put up a security barrier, and that's what he symbolized, unilateralism and leadership. Now, there's nobody on the political scene who can take over, but I think what the country wants and all the polls showed, and I think what a duet of Ehud Olmert and Tzipi Livni can do if they put together a top-class team, is say, okay, here we are, I'm Ehud Olmert, I'm Deputy Prime Minister. I've had 15 years in government. I've been Mayor of Jerusalem. I've got experience. Here's Tzipi Livni. She's the Minister of Justice. She symbolizes decency, discretion. We are going to put together a technocratic government. I think they would have a good chance.
Shibli Telhami, what do you think?
Well, no question that, you know, obviously you can't tell how Ehud Olmert is going to do. He, you know, once people are propelled into a position of leadership like that, they could shine and you never know. But I would think that the uncertainty itself is going to begin to have many people who join this party to question. There's going to be pressure on them from all directions, and certainly it's possible that it could be pulled together. There is a space for a third party in this environment. That's why Sharon attracted a lot of people, but all of that, I think, is dependent on so many elements, including effective leadership, and I don't see it in the short term. I think it's an uphill battle for that party.
Ariel Sharon appears to many Israelis to be more than just another prime minister. Can each of you give us a brief sense of what you think his place in history will be, starting with Shibli Telhami?
Well, you know, in Israel, clearly, he has managed to overcome the hugely negative image that he left from Lebanon 1982 invasion and his association with the Sabra Shatila massacres that, you know, people forget now, sort of, that he was found indirectly responsible for. Many people thought that was the end of his political career, where he certainly wasn't by a long shot, and he emerged as a popular leader and who has, in fact, as Hirsch Goodman pointed out, managed to be probably the one who made disengagement from Palestinians more likely than ever, and I think that clearly will be his legacy there. But on the Arab and Palestinian side, I don't think he really ever fully overcame that stigma that he left in Lebanon.
Hirsch Goodman, do you think that he was just making tactical moves, or do you think that Ariel Sharon has had in recent years a broader vision of where he wanted Israel to go?
I think one great thing about Sharon was that he matured into a leader who didn't have a political future, but he had a political legacy to leave. And I think that that legacy is that this country can attain security. I think he was prepared to go for recognition of a Palestinian state. I think he was prepared to go for a recognition of a Palestinian state with contiguity. And I think he would have left final status issues to the next generation of politicians. And that would have been uprooting settlements, breaking the stranglehold on Israeli politics of the ultra-Orthodox, and showing real leadership. I think he'll be remembered for leadership.
Mr. Goodman, thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Hirsch Goodman is political columnist for the Jerusalem Report. Shibley Telhami is a professor at the University of Maryland. Mr. Telhami, thank you as well.
My pleasure.